Afros and Combos.
Hey, it's Kika.
Drea here.
Hey, y'all. It's Camille.
And Cookie. As always, like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on social media at Afros and Combos on IG. Email us at afrosandcombos@gmail.com. Check out the website at afrosandcombos.com. Sometimes I feel like I should slow that down so y'all can actually understand.
Yeah.
That's why, you know what I mean? Why ain't nobody emailing us, because they don't know your email address.
Follow us on social.
They're like, what?
I just thought about that this time around. I don't know why I haven't thought about it. Follow us at Afros and Combos on IG. Email us at afrosandcombos@gmail.com. The website is www.afrosandcombos.com. There we go. All right. How is everybody doing?
Great.
Wonderful.
Doing good.
That is awesome, because it is time for Trending Combos. Let's kick it on off. Go ahead, Camille.
All right, I'll start it off. So a lot of people have been speculating about herd immunity and how it's, most people are saying that it's impossible. But according to the LA Times, LA County is expected to hit herd immunity by the end of July. Wow. That doesn't surprise
July.
Yes.
Of 2021.
Of 2020. This July, honey. So they gonna be out in the streets for real, for real.
Wow.
But it makes sense when you look. I don't know if y'all seen that map that's been posted of people who are vaccinated. Of course, yeah. We're in one of the lowest regions, the Southeast region. But California, blue. the Northeast. Yeah. Like, they all vaccinated. They not playing. So I was like, oh, okay. That's a level of hope. We might need to take a little Cali trip. They frolicking in the streets.
Are they gonna let us in?
Yeah, right. That's
like, where y'all from? Tennessee, right. Georgia? Oh, no.
Yeah,
nah. Maybe next summer. Okay, my next.
We gonna have our vaccine passports, though, you know.
Yeah. That's true. So maybe they'll let us in. We'll see. Yeah. But then they're gonna be like, you got that Johnson & Johnson? What you got? Let me see. That might turn us
not discounting people's vaccines.
Right.
Okay, my next news is, so Tom Cruise has returned 3 of his Golden Globes over the HFPA diversity issue. So HFPA is the Hollywood Foreign Press, and apparently, I don't know why people just realized this doesn't shock me at all, none of the HFPA's 87 members are Black, and it has not had a Black member for more than 20 years. So... NBC recently announced that it would not be airing next year's Golden Globes, but left the door open on broadcasting it in 2023.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're saying if you don't fix this, you can't be on our network.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, somebody Tom was just like, what you say?
It's gonna be over on Fox.
Yeah, somebody else will hear money.
Fox. BET gonna pick it up.
What y'all feel about Tom giving his Golden Globes back because of the lack of diversity?
Well, I mean, I think that's great. He got a Black kid, don't he?
Yeah, I'm sure one of them Black.
Ain't Tom Cruise?
Him and what's that red haired girl? Nicole Kidman. Didn't they adopt a Black son? Did I make
that? I thought they did too.
Tom Cruise is with Nicole Kidman?
They used to be married. They're not anymore.
Oh.
But they had at least 2 kids together.
I think they did. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, Connor. Connor's like, he looks mixed.
So, I mean, yeah, there you go. I would hope that he would have some sort of interest in diversity, and his name is really big and carries a lot of weight. So, I mean, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I saw like that headline and I was just kind of like, that seemed random, but I didn't read into it. But knowing that it was because of that, that's impressive. I wouldn't have expected that from Tom Cruise. Where is Tom Cruise?
I was like, this is Golden Globes. This is 1987. I was like, you had to dig them out for us.
I was like, this man poked his head to sand, like, what? Oh, okay, here, let me go and return this to sender. Yeah, that's shocking, but shout out to him. That's great.
I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
I think the bigger news is the them not airing it. Now that's pretty big.
So does it always air on the same network every year?
I think it did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always NBC. And I don't know much about NBC and their what they stand for and what they believe in, but that was kind of shocking to me too. I'm like,
what? Ain't NBC the network that was beefing with Gabrielle Union? Ain't that the network?
I think so.
Oh, with the little show, the talent show.
Yeah, what was she on?
Was it X Factor?
Was it X Factor?
I don't know nothing about that. The only person I know she was beefing with BET.
No, she was beefing. Yeah, America's Got Talent. Yeah, it was NBC. Yeah, so they ain't got no good history of.
That's what I thought. So I was like, y'all trying to change y'all brand, Dana?
I feel like award shows are slick, like, dying, so that's not even really, like, do people be watching the Golden Globes like that?
Yeah, I'm about to say, and it's we talk about the Golden Globe. I'm not saying that ain't no big deal. I mean, if I want a Golden Globe, like, I'm shouting, you gonna know it every single, that's gonna be in my bio, that's gonna be in my intro, but hey, welcome to Apples and Combos, this is Cookie, I am a Golden Globe winner for whatever category, that's gonna be me, but it's Golden Globes, it's not the Oscar, so it's, you know what I mean, like, it's levels to it, so, I mean, him giving back Golden Globes, like, that's great, but, like, I don't think he got no Oscar.
That's what I was about to say, girl. I don't think
he got no Oscar. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We playing the mess out of Tom.
I mean, it's great. Like, yeah.
He's great in, like, the kind of roles that he does, but them kind of roles don't win Oscars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, action movie true. About to win you no Oscar.
Right.
That's very true.
But, yeah, that's all I got, y'all.
Wow. Okay. Well, segueing from Golden Globes and diversity, in celebration of Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, I just want to shout out two women. The first is Anna Mae Wong, who is considered by many to be, considered to be the first Chinese American Hollywood movie star, as well as the first Chinese American actress to gain international recognition. And her accolades made room for Sandra Oh, who is considered to be the first woman of Asian descent to win multiple Golden Globes. So the Golden Globes gave, Sandra Oh some love. Okay. She probably won't be returning her Golden Globes because, hey, she represented a little bit of diversity. But just wanted to shout out those ladies doing big things in the film and movie industry. Well, she was on TV. Sandra Oh has done some movies. Well, in entertainment. Next, I'm going to shift over to Curtis Lawrence. So, 16-year-old Curtis Lawrence, who received more than $1.6 million in scholarships, was accepted to Harvard, Howard, Hampton, GW, Morehouse, Morgan State, NC State, University of California, Berkeley, University of Chicago, as well as Yale. And that man chose to go to FAMU above all those other prestigious universities and even other HBCUs. I saw that and I was just like, it goes along to our last conversations about athletes that are going to HBCUs. Mm-hmm. I just love students that are seeing the value of HBCUs to say, thank you, Harvard. Thank you, Yale. Thank you to these scholarships I got. But I am going to choose an HBCU to further my education, especially as he's 16. So he's
a child.
He's a baby. Yeah. But I saw that and I was just like, oh, man, that made my heart so happy. Like, what are y'all thoughts on that?
I think I had the same thought as far as, athletes are actively choosing HBCUs and now star, I was about to say academicians. Yeah, I was about to say that, but then I was like, I don't want to be all extra and use that word. are choosing HBCUs as well. And I think that it's very interesting that he didn't choose one of the same quintessential HBCUs, but then we turned those places down to go to Florida A&M. But what I didn't see is, what will you be majoring in?
I didn't see that on
Because
I think I want to say it was something like biology or some science or something.
Was it?
Okay. I think so. Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if his major choice would make his school choice seem a bit more. Yeah, I don't want to say make sense as if his choice didn't make sense, but you know, yeah.
Double majoring in biology and computer science.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. Hope he has a great time.
Come on. Yeah, I thought that was awesome. I loved it. My last piece of news. So, the illustrious, great, phenomenal woman, Maya Angelou, is going to be the first woman to be featured on one of the new editions of The Quarter that is set to release January of 2022. This was an initiative that was introduced by two senators in 2020, and they passed the legislation then. But they're going to be seven different designs to celebrate and honor her life. And with one of them being like she's holding like the caged bird and like a cage in one hand and a blackbird in the other. But I saw that and I was super excited because I actually have a collection of, like, when The Quarter's released all the 50 states, I have all of them. So I saw this and I was like, dude, if they released, they didn't give us Harriet, we'll take Maya on The Quarter. We want Harriet as well on that bill. But I saw that and I was like, yo, this is super dope. And I'm interested to see if they're going to do like any more people on coins. I'm surprised they actually even passed it, honestly.
Or that they passed it with her. No, no shade to her either, but I feel like you skipped over a bunch of bunch of people to get to Maya Angelou, who, relatively speaking, of all the other black women that could be on coins, just died yesterday. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And I want Harriet on that 20, though. I'm like, you can give us a quarter. But you can't give us a $20 bill.
Yeah, and I agree. And I kind of felt like, okay, how do I say this without it sounding bad? So
I would have just said it.
She's struggling, y'all. She's struggling.
Okay. I think I got it. All right. There, like you said, there has been a history of putting states, people, things, artifacts on coins historically. That is a thing. You know, like Sacagawea was on the dollar or something. Wasn't it a dollar?
It was a dollar. Yes.
The dollar coin, not the dollar bill.
The dollar coin.
Not the dollar bill, yes.
Right. So, I mean, I was just kind of like, that's great. Awesome. But you don't get to promise us a bill with Harriet and then give us a quarter with Maya. I mean, that just ain't the same thing. Again, Maya's great. That is an awesome accomplishment. But those two things don't compare. And I mean, as a black person who was very excited about Harriet on the 20, I mean, I can't help but to compare those two things and point out how they're not the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I made a shout out to her. Hopefully it gets released because they said the same thing about Harriet and we still waiting for them bills. They announced that when we were like college, didn't they?
Put a hold on this.
Some years ago though. But if you say they got designs already, then you know Maya done already got further than Harriet.
That's true.
Harriet walks so Maya can run.
Yeah, I just don't know why they're giving her seven designs. Like, if you're gonna do that, then have seven women. Then, like, if you're honoring women that are fight for suffrage, have seven different women. Why are you doing seven coin designs for one person? Like, I don't know. I mean, shout out. I'm gonna get my hands on all seven of them joints, but. Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
You think you are. Is it not still a coin shortage?
That's true.
Unless you're going to be at all be taking quarters out the back, out the little cards. Oh, where you going to be getting these quarters from?
I can't stand you. I think y'all was choked. Oh man. That's all my news. I'm good.
Well, listen, in the same vein of talking about, you know, prominent Black women and HBCUs, honestly, I feel like we should just be keeping track. We should have like a segment where we keep a track on HBCU news, because it's just constantly rolling.
I'm here for it.
Well, Howard University, you know, we shit on Howard a little bit just because they get shot from everybody else, but they still part of the family, you know what I'm saying? They still part of the family. So Howard University is actually trying to relaunch or, you know, pull back its fine arts program. Because I guess apparently it died out at some point. I don't know when, but it hasn't been a thing where it's like a literal college. So they're trying to bring that back. And they have named Faith Felicia Rashad as the dean of this rebirthed fine arts college.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. So y'all saw everybody looked like they saw that. What was y'all's thoughts about that?
What do I need to do to re-enroll to Howard? I was like, what degree do I want to get? What can I do with fine arts? Like, that's amazing. Like, how old is Felicia?
Felicia Rashad is 72 years old.
Dear Lord, that woman! Wow, amazing. She looks incredible.
72.
Oh my. I love Felicia. Every time she comes on the screen, I know y'all be getting on me for saying this movie, but for Color Girl, she made that movie better. God. I mean,
out of all the movies,
that movie that was very traumatic and not that great, better because of her presence. I'm not saying all the other accolades. The woman got a list of great accomplishments, but I just love her. And the fact that she, first of all, at 72 and she pulling a bag like that, shout out to you, sis. But the fact that she is going to be at Howard, I was like, look, I got a little time and I just, you know, I want to enroll. I don't know what I would do, but I just want to be there.
I thought about, again, like everything that's happening in the sports arena at HBCUs, large names, prominent people coming to HBCUs, lending their name, status, clout, history to Black schools. I thought, I was like, man, now that also is translating into other areas of universities and people with large names coming back. Because, I mean, I know that sometimes, like, someone who's prominent will come back and maybe do, like, a class. Like, they'll do, like, a, what is that called? Where they just come do, like, one special class in a semester.
They can be a guest lecturer or an adjunct.
Yes, something like that. But, I mean, she said.
You're the dean.
Exactly. Like,
I'm permanently.
Skip go, do not collect $200. She went straight to being the dean. And I'm here for it. Because that also means that, like, she will be, you know, she will have pull in a way that you would not as a guest lecturer. So I'm here for it. That's awesome.
Yep. And I was thinking, how many people who are still on the fence about their college choices have now selected Howard? How many people have thought about changing their major? They're like, oh, fine. What's the name? What's in that school? And I wonder how many people are going to apply? How much money is now going to be poured into Howard because of her connections and into this fine arts department? Because a lot of great actresses have come out of Howard. So I'm interested to see.
Including her.
So I'm interested to see what happens because of her deanship. Like, what movies are going to come? What actresses are we going to see? What projects are we going to get to see? So I'm kind of excited about that, y'all. We might see some good stuff this year.
Yeah, and let me tell you, honey ain't new to this. She true to this. She has been a guest lecturer at several universities. She has served as an adjunct professor at Howard and at other universities as well, on a rotating basis. And so now she's being named as the, like, I'm just glad that at 72 she didn't say, I'm trying to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've contributed enough, and I'm ready to go rest, honey. I'm ready to go rest. No, sis is trying to, you know, continue to contribute, especially to her alma mater. Like, she graduated from Howard in 1970 through the fine arts program. And just, like, what does this mean for, like, no shade to y'all who have tried out for Juilliard and didn't get into Juilliard. Like, Howard is another option that you could go to, and now it's an HBCU that you are getting this experience from. Like, or if you weren't trying to go to college, or you're trying to make it as an actress or actor and you're not making it, but to go get training at an HBCU, like, this is an option now for people. And yeah, it's exciting. I am here for it, and you know, love Felicia Rashad. So yeah,
and I kind of hope she pulled her sister to roll through and do stuff as well, because that would be epic.
That would be so epic, so epic.
Another Howard alum.
Yep, that would be very. Oh my gosh, that'd be great. Be great. Next, I want to talk about. So Billboard has announced their artist of the decade. You know, the decade being 2010 to 2020. They named Drake. You know, what's y'all's thoughts on that?
I actually think it's very appropriate.
Really?
Because when I think about a decade ago, he was really just going mainstream at that point. Like, when we were in college, he was, that was best I ever had. That was like him. He had been underground for a little bit, but he was just going mainstream. So if you think about what he has accomplished in a decade, like, to go from literally just coming on the scene and people being like, that's Aubrey Graham from Degrassi. to, I mean, he's Drake. You know what I mean? Like, that man could get out there and do nothing, and he does sometimes, and still be at number one on the Billboard. Like, I think that when I think back over the decade, because even if I think about an artist like Beyonce, but I mean, Beyonce was producing hits before 2010. So I can't say that, like, when I think about this specific decade, whose music has just, like, come up and been a constant thread. I think it's an appropriate choice.
I agree, Drea, because I was thinking about it. I was like, every summer he has a bop. He has, you know, some of them stupid, but they up the right step, wrestling, TikTok trend, Instagram reel, getting your mama out there at the cookout. There's a Drake bop every summer. And I was like, you know, it's not old school Drake. He was a little more lyrically sound, but he realized he ain't got to do that no more. He just got to put Drake on there, and it's going to sell. So I actually, at first I was like, Drake? Then I sat and thought about it, and I looked through his little albums, and I was like, Drake has some bops.
Yeah, I was with you, Camille, because at first, how you described it, Drea, my mind did not go there. To where it's like, okay, he literally owned this decade because he didn't start for real. Not started, but he didn't start becoming mainstream until that decade. And then to explode the way that he did over the course of that decade. Yes, I hear that. Now I'm like, okay, I don't really know if there's anybody else really up there with it. And then I thought, like, Justin Bieber, but Justin Bieber had a pause, and, like, he ghosted for a little bit during that entire decade. So, Drake was consistent throughout the entire decade, because I was like, you know, Beyonce ain't up there. Beyonce got number 4 or 5. What was she like? And I was like, really? But if you define it the way that you define it, where it's like Beyonce, she have been here, and it's just like, we are, you know, we expect a level of excellency from you. But Drake, you had to prove yourself, and you did over the course of this decade, and you started in this decade. So yeah, I can, girl, I wasn't convinced at first though.
When I saw it, I was like, huh? And I mean, I didn't give it that much thought, but this is probably the most I've given thought. But I would have guessed Beyonce, just because, like you said, Justin Bieber went ghost for like 3 or 4 years. But if he hadn't, he definitely would have, I think, gotten it. But yeah, Drake killed it. He had Take Care in 2011 or Thank Me Later in 2010, and then he had Take Care.
Take Care is always Take Care, my favorite Drake album.
And that exploded him. And I personally liked his underground stuff too, like So Far Gone. I like that better than maybe between that and Take Care. But yeah, that man started cranking out stuff back to back, and yeah, he was charting. That's true. Anything that man puts out, it skyrockets. Guaranteed. So yeah, I think it, mm-hmm. I think it's very fitting.
Yeah, yeah. Next, we want to talk about some rock and roll. I feel like I've been slid into the lane, to Dre's lane of this entertainment world, but come on, politics is just like so boring right now, like and trash, and just like what are y'all doing? But anyway. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced his inductees, and of course, we only care about a few people on there. Jay-Z is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Tina Turner for the performer category. I don't know. First of all, I feel like I'm not up to speed. I'm not up to snuff on what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, how they get people inducted, because they got categories. So, in the performer category, Jay-Z is being inducted. Tina Turner is being inducted in the performer category. Then they have a musical excellence category. And LL Cool J is being inducted in the musical excellence category. Drea's eyes I wish y'all could have seen them. She was like looking up into the stars, searching for LL Cool J's musical excellence.
I was thinking.
I mean, for what?
I mean, he had his. I mean, like
he had his back in the
old stuff, like ELL.
Yeah,
excellent. But then I started thinking, well, maybe has he like produced some stuff or something that I don't know about?
I don't think he's known for producing. Now,
I'm the artist. Huh?
Yeah,
that's why I was up in the heavens reaching. I was like, has he produced something or something?
No. I mean, at the time, he was hot. He was hot.
And honestly, at the time, like he had some lyrics at the time. And it was like back then you had to be pretty like you. It wasn't like no ad libs that you could just add in there. Like you told a story through a verse, right? So maybe that has something to do with it.
I wouldn't put LL Cool J like in the same ranks with like Run DMC.
He has some hits, and I'm not a huge LL Cool J fan in terms of his music, but he had hits.
I mean, and I don't think he ain't in the same category as Run DMC. Like, I don't think that's true, but
I mean, when I think rappers in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think Run DMC. And so for me, it's like for you to be at that same like level, I need you to be at that same level of iconic. And I just don't think that when I think LL Cool J. I mean, he has had a great career. He has transitioned very well because he's full-blown acting now. He said music. I'm here for it. I love diversity. When artists have diversity and they can flow and flow well in multiple lanes. But I don't see it for real.
When looking up his Billboard chart sets, he don't really got a lot of chart. That's interesting.
But what was Billboard charting? And then like back then, well, I don't know what the criteria is for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but even like back then, because there's even been controversy currently with how Billboard ranks and categorizes things. Like, so I don't even know if like back when LL Cool J was hot, whether or not, I'm not saying that Billboard wasn't relevant, like obviously it was relevant, but if that was like at the same level of when we're talking about it in conversations today, if that was at the same caliber back then. I also thought it was a little early for Jay-Z, not gonna lie.
Yeah, agreed.
not saying, and again, I think he is a phenomenal artist as well. And, you know, really appreciate his discography and, you know, whatever. But, like, I feel like it's way early for Jay-Z. Like,
what category was he, you said?
Musical, performer.
Because I'm like, how old is he? 19 or 82 or something?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Those was my thoughts, but yeah, that's all I got.
Very interesting.
Okay, so unless you've been living under a rock or don't have social media, surely you have heard something about what's going on with Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta. So I personally don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. I used to some years ago. So when I saw her all over my timeline, I had to contact our resident ratchet TV watcher Cookie, and I was like, why is Portia on my timeline? Please explain to me what's going on. So this is me relaying what she explained to me in addition to what I've seen on social media. So there was a girl, she ain't dead, she alive, but there is a girl named Fallon who was introduced on this season of Real Housewives of Atlanta as Portia's friend. In an episode, Portia went to a house. They was apparently smoking hookah. I saw a little clip. Fallon introduces them to her husband. This is my husband, Simon. Okay. So then, I don't know, was it a month ago? They said they were getting divorced. A month ago, Simon and Fallon announced that they are getting divorced. And now here we are a month later. And now Portia is engaged to Simon. I don't need to get into the details of who said what when, but basically Portia said they've been dating for a month, they in love, and they engaged, and she got a fat rock on her finger. So, one of the things that I have seen floating around about this is, you know, Portia being disloyal to her friend, you know, girl code is very common, and it's everywhere. And is Portia out of order? And so Portia has said that her and Fallon are friends. And, I mean, it's a reality show, so you have to consider the fact that they may have just been looking for a way to intro this girl into the show, and so they said she was Portia's friend. So that brings up the question of degrees of friendship. Hmm. How close is too close? So at what point are you like, you're friend enough that I wouldn't get with somebody that you were with? Like, have y'all ever thought about that? How do you determine those boundaries? Like, coworker, acquaintance, do we have to, if we just kicked it together once and you was a friend of a friend, or do you got to be in my small group or you came to my house? Or like, what's too close?
I don't know if I've thought about this since college.
You thought about it in college? You was like, dealing with those men in college?
That's the whole conversation of if somebody likes somebody or if they talk to somebody, would I too, you know, engage that person if they were within my friend circle?
This the real, real, real grown version where people done been married and had babies. And these baby daddies and ex-husbands, these ain't just, y'all was talking to I saw
and
he
talking to 30 other people too, and you just added your name to the roster. Yeah, and this ain't what we're talking.
I think this Portia situation is a level of trife that I would never partake in. But in terms of just if, like, a friend was, I don't think I would get with anybody. No, I wouldn't get with anybody's ex-husband.
Anybody? So if they ever been
within
married
my within my inner circle.
This girl went in Portia in a circle.
So she said levels of friendship, right?
Okay, so within my inner circle, for you.
Ain't touching that.
Hopefully
Okay. Yeah, ain't touching that. I think I would get, I would get to a place of like an acquaintance, like I would date your like ex kind of a thing. Like someone that we're cool, when we see each other, it's kind of like, oh, we catch up, but ain't no day to day. You don't know what's going on. Like, we probably talk like when we see each other, ain't no intentionality. Yeah, I would, if I end up dating your ex or marrying your ex, it's like, oh yeah.
So why is Portia wife? Why is Portia wife?
Because that's literally what she did.
Well, I was under assumption that Portia and her were friends.
Fallon did an interview, and they Fallon did an interview with Candy, and Candy was asking her about her friendship with Portia, and even in the interview, she said, "Well, we hung out, but mostly like we got introduced because I guess Portia's baby daddy is in the same industry as Fallon's ex or soon to be ex husband, so." They kind of have been moving in the same circles. And as a result, her and Portia met. She said Portia was really nice. And so, you know, like they had been kind of cool. But it wasn't like we besties. We friends. Okay. And that was just what Fallon said. And Portia said they ain't friends. And
I mean, I still think she's trying your friend or whatever. Not friend, maybe friend.
You said an acquaintance that you catch up and y'all talk and all whatever when we see each other. That's it. But Portia, the girl was introduced as Portia's friend on the show. But as Drea said, it could have just been production there trying to figure out and test her to see whether or not she would be good on the show, which she probably ain't gonna be on the show because she, well, she might be now because I mean, there's some tea. But she was boring. But they had to figure out how to put her on the show, and so they introduced her as Portia's friend. But the girl then went on and she filmed with Kenya, who, and I know y'all don't watch it, but she filmed with Kenya, who Portia and Kenya are like enemies, like dead on enemies. So they ain't friends. Like, I wouldn't go kiki and haha with somebody who y'all is like mortal enemies. Like, literally, the girl who I'm over here hanging out with that's not you is over here talking about how stupid you is and on camera talking about, oh, she out there protesting, but is that real? And Portia over here, she done got arrested again. She a criminal, honey. I wouldn't be friends with that person. But that's who Fallon went over and filmed with. So they weren't friends.
So my 2 points of saying she was trifling was because I thought they were closer friends and because I thought she was pregnant. So if they aren't cool friends and the girl ain't pregnant, so ain't no hint of you been with him, then it's like, no, okay. But I mean, I still think that they got engaged so super fast. But yeah, if you're like an acquaintance, then I don't see a problem with getting with your ex.
Wow. Okay.
No, I ain't with
you. Acquaintance a little too close.
I'm very surprised at that because I don't think I'm on that same level.
Somebody that you like don't like, y'all see each other and it's like, oh, hey, like somebody you went to like college with.
But not like a catching up. Then that's different. But you said we catch up when we see each other. Like a little too deep.
Like, are we going homecoming? And I see you at homecoming. How you doing? Yeah, this is going on. Yeah, that's catching up to me. But you're also an acquaintance. I'm not saying we're going to go grab lunch or grab dinner and it's this intentional meeting thing. I'm saying if I happen to see you, that's what I consider an acquaintance. That someone that I see, we catch up. Like, hey, I don't have a problem being like, yeah, my siblings are good. Yeah, I ain't giving you specific details.
Yeah, I met your ex-man too. You didn't know that.
Well, now, if you explain it like that, somebody that I may happen to bump into at homecoming, okay. Yeah. Yes. No.
That's an acquaintance.
Your ex-man ain't off limits at all. But the way you described it at first made me feel like you were saying someone that you may see periodically. And I don't just mean maybe I saw you this year at homecoming. Okay. Maybe I don't see you for another 3 years at homecoming.
No.
But like someone that
you run
like, I can think
circles.
Of people who like you are like a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend of a friend. And so we find ourselves in the same spaces from time to time and we talk from time to time when we find ourselves in those things. That's a little close for me.
So you meet a dude that you're like, yo, I think you could be the love of my life. And you guys go on 3 dates. And on the third date, you find out he used to date a person that fits that.
Well,
that's different.
I'm also thinking of someone like I knew of your relationship, right? Not someone that I find out later you used to be in a relationship with this person.
Okay, so there's a difference. If you knew, then you're like, I'm not even going there. But if you didn't know, would you continue on?
And okay, so we on the third day, I find out that he is an ex of who? How close am I to this person?
The person that you were just describing, like that.
But I also really think that if you didn't, I also think if you didn't know of their relationship, then y'all aren't acquaintances. Like,
I agree. Because, like, so how, the people, like, who I'm thinking of, like, if I've been catching up with you periodically as we run into each other, I would think if you're in a relationship that would come up, especially in social settings, like, y'all don't be together? Or, like...
Okay. I think we're... I define...
Or his name don't ever come up? Yeah, you do, because that's...
Define acquaintances differently.
Yeah, because if you're at a level of like, if you're defining somebody as acquaintance, as somebody who you just see yearly at a yearly event that the entire university may come to, I feel like that's a stretch to say that that's an acquaintance. That's just somebody who you know.
That's what I was about to say. That's somebody I know.
Yeah. The definition of acquaintance is someone you know like slightly. They're not a close friend. You just slightly know them. So to me, I slightly, like I know that... I know things from you about social media, right? But when I see you in person, it's just like, hey, yeah, that's an acquaintance to me. Like, that's the definition of it. It's just a slight awareness of who you are, but you're not close to me.
Okay. I mean, okay. And perhaps I just don't use that word. Because if someone asks me about somebody from college that I maybe see a homecoming, I'm thinking of, there's a great list of them that I'm thinking of right now. I wouldn't be like, oh, we're acquaintances. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, yeah. I know her. She went to TSU. I know her from TSU. Or maybe, oh, we were in an organization together in college, which was 10 years ago. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, we're acquaintances. Nah.
Huh. Interesting.
So you got a lot of acquaintances.
I know, right? Okay.
But I mean, but it's based on I define. Yeah, so I have my close core. Then there's this next group of people where, like, my close core are the people that at any given moment, if something happens, they're the ones that's going to know what's going on. Like, then the outer core is the people that they'll find out if they kind of ask me and I don't have mind giving them a little bit more detail. Then you have the acquaintances. I'm just cool with you. Like, if you ask about my siblings, I'm like, oh, they're good. Like, I'm not offering information to you. You're going to ask and then you'll get it. Those people are acquaintances.
And I think it may be helpful what you just said right there, that you went from inner core to outer core to acquaintance. Because before you went from inner core to acquaintance.
Okay, okay. Okay, that's fair.
Because so like, you sound like me now.
A little bit middle.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I'm outer core. You dating somebody that was with somebody from the outer core?
No.
Okay.
No.
So what? Okay. Where we gonna spend an hour on what Kiki do?
Because
I
was like, I don't do what Kiki doing at first, but when she was talking about acquaintances, I don't know about that. So definitely not inner circle, definitely not the outer circle. I like that outer core. I didn't think of that. That was fun. Definitely not acquaintances. But if I like know you, like I know your name, you went to TSU. Yeah, that's free game. That's my opinion. I don't know nothing else about you but your name and what you maybe remember what you majored in. Maybe know you got a kid from social media.
Yo, girl, that sound like an acquaintance. Like, yeah, the
specific. You know about they cheering and whatnot?
Well, not like you know him for real, but you see somebody you knew post him, and you're like, oh, he got a kid? And so then you go to their page and be like, oh, wow, he got three kids.
Oh, and then, okay, come here. You got some stepchildren, okay.
Yeah, I'm at the level of if I don't know personally about your relationship from you and, like, we haven't engaged in conversations about, even if it's just, like, on a surface, like if it is at the surface of just, like, oh, yeah, how's everything going? And then you mention your husband or ex or whatever. Well, it wouldn't be your ex and it would be your current. But you mention them in conversation, like, and I know about them from you, then I would not go that, like, if I'm engaged in caring about what's going on in your life. But if I only know about you having a man and I only talk to you every blue moon, I only see you and it's only a high or whatever, and then I only know that you dating this particular person because you post on social media, we happen to be social media friends, but we don't actually talk, that's free game, like, to me. Like, if I don't actually...
I agree.
If I don't actually know about your man because you haven't told me and we're not at that level of having a conversation, then I feel like that's free game. But if we at the level of, like, you done told me something, y'all are going on a trip together, and I'm like knowing some intimate knowledge. That's not real intimate, but you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all schedules and all this other stuff is not even really that deep. But if it's a conversation and I'm like, I can connect you back, and I know, oh, you was on a trip with her back in May of 2017 and blah, 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 blah. And that's a little close to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you say they got to tell you if it's social media.
Yeah, if I only know from social media and you ain't told me, then I feel like, because I feel like that communicates a level of what you feel like our relationship is. Like,
I agree with you. I just want to
emphasize. And is there a time? Is there a time span on that? Like, let's say this person dated this person in college.
No,
really?
That's not right for me.
No.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Well, it depends. No, not like that. Like, if it's from college and, like, I didn't know you in college, but I know you now, and you dated this person in college and I didn't know you then no, I feel like that's free.
Or if you knew them in college and they told you that they dated them in college and 10 years later, you, like, you still off game?
And y'all are still, are we still close now the way we were in college? We're at the same level of intimacy and relationship now as we were in college?
No, y'all, but y'all are... how y'all define acquaintances. They're in your outer core. They were in your inner core in college. They told you about this guy. You knew the guy they were dating. 10 years later, they're in your outer core. That guy's still off limits?
I can't say they would be. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I think that would depend on that friend's, like, their relationship with them how now.
They feel that, yeah, how they feel about that person.
Like, if they like, oh, yeah, oh, wow, yeah, I dated him 10 years ago, then free game. But if they like, oh, yeah, whoo, he was the love of my life.
He got away, child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You still, you know, got a tattoo of his name on your back. No.
I wonder if guys do this.
No.
Not at all.
That's so funny. That's interesting.
But yeah, that's all I got.
All right, y'all. Well, that's all we got this week. We will see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Stay away from your friend's man now.
Or don't.
Your choice.
All right, y'all. Bye.